AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he was meeting with the president of Italy at the White House, President Trump talked about the fighting in northern Syria.
Our soldiers are not in harm's way, as they shouldn't be, as two countries fight over land. That has nothing to do with us. And the Kurds are much safer right now, but the Kurds know how to fight.
And the president also said this about the Kurds.
And by the way, they're no angels, but they were with us. They are no angels.
Vice President Mike Pence is pressing Turkey for a ceasefire. Russia is offering to mediate a resolution in northern Syria. The United Auto Workers and General Motors have reached a tentative deal that could end a month-long strike by close to 50,000 workers. Membership will vote on the deal. A former aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying in the impeachment inquiry. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs doesn't like the direction of Adam Schiff's inquiry.
He's taken this to a Soviet-style inquiry. That is to say, everything's behind closed doors.
Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee says this is a measured approach.
It's important to take note that we're not rushing so that we give any impression that we're happy at doing this, that this is a celebration, that all we want to do is to move the president in or out.
A Florida man, David Correa, wanted in a campaign finance case involving associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is in federal custody. He turned himself in at the Kennedy Airport in New York. President Trump at the White House talked about Giuliani.
When he saw what was going on with our election of 2016, the election I won, but the election that was absolutely corrupted by things that took place in government. Now, we'll see what happens. The IG report's going to come out soon.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told his cabinet there has been no breakthrough yet in last-minute Brexit negotiations with the European Union. The deadline for Britain to leave the European Union is October 31st. This is AP Radio News. School teachers in Chicago may go on strike.
The teachers' union and the city have been haggling over pay, class size, and other issues. The mayor says Chicago can't afford the $2.5 billion it would cost to meet the teachers' demands. So the union announced it will recommend a strike. Chicago public schools canceled Thursday classes and sports team practices, field trips, tutoring, and other school activities. Nearly 400,000 students caught in the middle of the squabble. I'm Rita Foley.
A strong and shallow magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck a southern Philippine province and outlying areas. No immediate reports of major damage or injuries, but Philippine authorities advise people to stay out of homes that may have been weakened by the intense shaking. Shallow quakes tend to cause more damage than deeper ones. A small school building in the downtown area of the province in the southern Philippines sustained major damage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.